This is St. Louis Public Radio. The April 4th ballot in St. Louis County is a crowded one. Among the issues that could impact voters' pocketbooks are a series of tax increases to boost spending on public safety. There's a general agreement that the police and fire departments need extra money. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, the sheer volume of requests could overwhelm voters.
To St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar, the benefit of spending more on his department is obvious.
Law enforcement is something that really needs to be funded appropriately to keep St. Louis County the safest place that it can possibly be.
That's why Belmar is championing Proposition P, a half-cent boost in the countywide sales tax that's expected to generate about $80 million a year. St. Louis County Police will get about $46 million. The rest will go to municipal departments based on population. Belmar plans to use the extra money to hire more officers, pay them better, and give them all body and dashboard cameras, which they currently don't have. Prop P polls well, but support isn't unanimous. Jerry Miguel is among those who think it's a bad deal for the municipalities. He's the 3rd Ward Alderman in Crestwood in South St. Louis County.
Each resident will generate $80 by way of spending for sales tax, but then only receive $50.
Miguel has other worries, too. There's a 45-cent property tax increase on his city's April ballot to make up for the millions of dollars lost when the Crestwood Mall closed in 2013.
I'm very concerned that with both issues on the ballot, residents are just going to say no. And in Crestwood, I think there's a high probability that people will say no to both.
In neighboring Webster Groves, Councilmember Tony Hunt is also worried about overloading voters. In addition to Proposition P, Webster residents will decide whether to increase their property taxes to help fund police and firefighter pensions. Hunt says the tax increase is the right thing to do, but she was one of 3 council members who opposed putting it on the April ballot.
Having both on there, I thought, first of all, would confuse voters. Which one are we voting for, Webster, or are we voting for St. Louis County?
Jason Simpson and his fellow Webster Groves firefighters are making sure that doesn't happen. For a few weeks now, they've been out knocking doors along the tree-lined streets to drum up support.
Okay. My name is Jason Simpson. I'm one of your local first responders.
Oh, okay.
And we are in your area. We're just raising awareness for Proposition R.
Simpson is pretty sure both the Webster Groves and county tax increases will pass easily.
I think for the most part, you're going to see the people that are in support of one are in support of both.
Voters are usually pretty sympathetic to raising money for public safety, says Mark Tranel at UMSL's Public Policy Research Center. And though it's rare to see municipal tax increases on the same ballot as a countywide increase, Tranel doesn't think that means they'll fail. The bigger problem, he says, is the fact that the sales tax has recently gone up to fund so many other things, like parks and youth services. If it's approved, Proposition P, the increase for county police, would put the sales tax near 10% in some places, including in Webster Groves.
One of the biggest dynamics in this particular election voters are going to go in and see another sales tax increased, and then maybe think about that it's for public safety.
Tranel believes voters haven't yet reached the breaking point, though tax increases on the ballot last August and November failed. Supporters of the various increases this April remain confident. The total cost isn't that much, they say, and they say the departments can be trusted to spend that money well. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.